WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. The city of Wausau is preparing for a spike in housing demand for older adults. A draft report shows housing demand for adults age 55 and older will spike around 2040. Sam Wessel with the North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission presented the report to the Wausau Plan Commission on Tuesday.
If you're in these older adult categories, you're typically making less than the median wage because fewer people are working. Some are still working part-time, even if they consider themselves retired. But that shows you right off the bat that affordability is going to be number one when it comes to housing that these age groups will occupy.
According to the report, Wausau will need an additional 636 single-family owner-occupied homes by 2030 and over 400 renter-occupied units by 2040. The city will also need nearly 800 additional independent living units and over 500 beds for assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing housing by 2040.
People are also living longer, so that's kind of scary when you retire on a fixed income, and it's, you know, how long will it last? And we haven't really felt that dramatic shift yet because people are living in their houses longer.
The report also found that affordability and staffing are among the top concerns for the older adult age group. This is because as people age, they tend to move from owning homes to renting.
A lot of people love to live in their house forever, but some just get to a point where it's not feasible anymore.
The report also sets some high priority actions to meet the upcoming demands. The actions include amending zoning ordinances to increase variety of housing units and prices, amending subdivision ordinances to allow smaller lot sizes, and reaching out to developers to increase the housing supply. The report also recommends educating the community about the housing market and updating municipal planning documents. Wisconsin lawmakers are busy this week. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us to the state capitol.
Now the question is passage of Senate Bill 504.
It was a marathon of a day in the state Senate.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The bill's passed. The clerk will read the next bill.
They took up almost 70 bills and resolutions. Republicans' priorities included bills that ban health care for people here illegally and further legislate the definition of abortion in Wisconsin. They also voted on a measure to repeal Governor Tony Evers' 400-year veto that increased school funding. State Senator Chris Kapinga, a Republican.
The governor stepped in and did something he's never done before, and that is he changed the bill in a way that no governor in the history of the state of Wisconsin has changed. And that's very concerning for us because the legislature is where the voice of the people is supposed to take place.
As part of the Republican-authored budget, Wisconsin schools are getting increases for special education funding, but no increase in general state aid. Democrats say Republicans' priorities don't address high costs people all over the state are feeling, and that includes in our schools, where more and more districts are proposing referendums just to keep the lights on. Democratic State Senator Chris Larson.
You've decided to raise property taxes across the state, and you did it in a way where you're forcing the local school boards to make up the difference. And if anybody is watching from a local school board or anyone who's watching who's a local property taxpayer and is wondering why their property taxes continue to go up, I have three answers for you. It's the state, it's the state, it's the state.
The bill passed along party lines and now heads to the assembly. And if it passes there, Governor Tony Evers will be the one to decide whether to sign or veto that bill. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wausau could vacate a portion of the 28th Avenue corridor. That means the city's map would be amended to remove the roadway alignment completely. The roadway would not be available for public use, and ownership would be transferred to Marathon County. According to Tuesday's meeting materials, the county intends to sell the land. The sale would return the land to the tax roll. Tuesday's meeting was slated to have a public hearing about the corridor, but Mayor Doug Dinney said the hearing was already held. You can do some holiday shopping at the Marathon County Humane Society's Holiday Market. This year's market will feature local artisans, holiday shopping, porch pots, a bake sale, and more. The event on the Saturday after Thanksgiving will last from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is their third annual Holiday Market. The Mosinee Chamber of Commerce is hosting a family fall festival this weekend at Mosinee Elementary School. According to the chamber's website, the event will feature inflatables for all ages, kids' activities, and lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission is $10 per child or $20 per family. The event will last from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday. The Wausau City Council next week will consider budget modifications aimed at funding community projects. The projects include asphalt overlay, council chamber upgrades, a pickleball court project, and funding a community outreach coordinator position. The projects are supported by federal COVID-era funds. The council will also hear a staff report on environmental justice data and discuss a resolution to designate an official city newspaper. A vote to override Mayor Doug Denny's veto of the city budget is not listed on the meeting agenda. I'm Isabel Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers get set for a border battle on Sunday. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports. Green Bay's offense has been struggling as of late, and it doesn't get any easier when the Packers take on the Vikings' tough defense this Sunday. Here's Coach Matt LaFleur.
Brian does a hell of a job, as good as anybody. It just, when you game plan for him, I mean, it takes a lot longer than your typical game plan just because of all the different looks that he presents. It is a real, real challenge.
When the Packers take on the Vikings Sunday, it'll be the first of five divisional matchups for Green Bay the rest of the season. Coach Matt LaFleur on taking on the challenge of the NFC North.
Every week, somebody that is perceived shouldn't win ends up winning the game. So I think it's a great lesson for all of us involved in this thing is like, you can't rest for 1 second. And it's not just every game, it's every single moment when you're on the field. Every play is so critical because the margins are, in my opinion, as slim as I can ever remember it.
Kickoff Sunday is at noon at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Bucks take on the 76ers at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo, who has a groin injury. Here's coach Doc Rivers.
We're going to either find somebody or find something to run that will pay dividends later. And that's the stretch that we're about to go through. We'll be ready.
Giannis is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks with a groin strain. Tip-off against Philadelphia is at 7 p.m. Today is the first day of the state high school football championships with Division 7 through 4 in action. Three of the four games today match up undefeated teams. Tomorrow, it'll be Divisions 3 through 1. The games are at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. You can find the pairings, stats updates, and broadcast information at WIAAWI.org. I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
A little drizzle this morning, then it's going to be cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop to 25 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.